This is Joanna Schroeder reporting for AgWire.com, and I am at Farm Progress in Boone, Iowa with Bill Northey. Bill, how are you?
Great. Great to be here. What a beautiful day to be around a bunch of ag equipment and a bunch of great ag folks.
I know. Didn't it turn out to be wonderful?
It really did. Got some rain overnight. Makes it a little muddy, but the streets are paved, and it's great to be in the show.
Yeah. So, Bill, how has the weather affected the corn crop and the soybean crop this year?
You know, for the most part, we got a great crop coming in Iowa, both corn and beans. We've got some August rains, which will make this bean crop. We've had a few pockets where we had too much rain in June. We had some hail. I actually had some of that on my farm up in northwest Iowa, so I'm not going to have above average crop. I'm going to have lower than average, but overall, we got way more than enough to offset mine and some of the other problems out there. So I think we're set to have one of the biggest crops we've had in Iowa. We got farmers chomping at the bit, ready to go get it. It'll be another month yet or so before much is done in our fields.
Well, you know, I think it's really fantastic because in the next 2 weeks, in September right out in particular, I believe you're going to be up in Emmitsburg celebrating the Project Liberty plant that's going online with Corn Stover. So what does this continued record corn crop mean for Iowa and for the country in terms of biofuels?
Well, certainly we have enough corn to be able to fuel our biofuel plants, to be able to have exports, and to be able to feed our livestock that we have in this country. So we've seen finally a good crop come. We've had 3 years of bad crops and still actually had enough for exports and for biofuels and for our livestock industry at a lot higher prices than what they are right now. But we see how much production we can have. And then I think the exciting thing certainly as well is that next generation ethanol that can come. It certainly makes us think about the RFS announcement and EPA still not coming forward with an RFS target for us this year. It's frustrating to be all the way into August and just have it go to OMB now, have it be another almost 90 days before it comes out of there. And the year will be darn near over by the time we find out how much we're supposed to blend this year. So it's too bad that we've gotten to this point. What we need is a big green light from the EPA that ethanol will expand from 10% blends to 15% blends, that we can get our 85%, and that cellulosic will be supported so we could go ahead and see more investment, more jobs, certainly more demand for our corn crop and our cellulosic opportunities, which includes Corn Stover, but it'll be other things in other places.
Right. Well, you talked about some frustrating things about the RFS, but one of the things that I think you're probably also frustrated about, and I know the agriculture community in general is frustrated about, is the sole blame for water quality issues and for the dead zone down in the Gulf of Mexico. And I know you made a huge water quality announcement. And Bill, if you could also talk about some of the work you're doing around the dead zone and some of these issues, that would be great.
So I've been part of the Hypoxia Task Force, which is a group of states and federal agencies that are looking at that hypoxic zone and what can we do. Originally, we thought there'd be a big investment by the government in what kinds of practices it would work. As time has gone on, we decided it's something the states are going to need to take on, and actually, policy-wise, that makes sense. So we have been engaged the last couple of years. We have a nutrient reduction strategy here in Iowa, put together with our Department of Natural Resources, our Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, and Iowa State University, and have a very serious effort. Our state has made significant investments, $20 million the first year, about $10 million last year, in water quality practices that farmers can voluntarily adopt that are science-based. And then the announcement yesterday was about three farm groups going together, our Iowa corn, Iowa soybean, and Iowa pork going together to fund an organization that will engage producers, engage them in adopting these practices and showing them what can work on other people's farms. Again, the premise here is farmers know their farm best. they need to make those choices. We need to give them those choices and give them confidence that they can try those things and do those things.
Well, Bill, as a farmer yourself and also as the Ag Secretary of Iowa, you know, my last question is, what do you want consumers to know about the work that you're doing personally and the work you're doing on behalf of the agricultural industry in terms of producing, improving water quality and sustainability?
Yeah, first of all, it's everybody's issue. It happens, you know, we have water quality issues coming out of our urban areas as well as our rural areas, out of point sources like sewage treatment plants or large industrial facilities as well as our farmland. So it's something we all need to be engaged in, and they can be very, very confident that our farmers are engaged in this. Certainly we are in Iowa and other states around us as well. This is not something that's going to be solved overnight, and frankly, there is no solve to this. We're always going to be asking more of ourselves. What every farmer does is what we're going to do. Driving across the field this year, we'll see a yield monitor hit 300 bushel per acre in the cornfield out there, and we'll say, I can do better than that. It should be 325 next year, you know, and we're going to do the same with water quality. We're going to make improvements, and then we're going to ask even more of ourselves. So farmers are engaged, and we're making real live investments as individual farmers, as our farm organizations, and as state government, and working with our farmers on that.
Great, thanks, Bill. And hopefully in a couple months, I'd like to sit down and get an update with you on how some of the farmers are, especially after you've talked to them here at the show, how they're responding to some of these water quality initiatives that you put out.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
Thanks.